Okay, guys, in New Zealand, it's the 1st of May, so it's time to relook at my goals. And it's kind of brought up a challenge I have around comparison and anxiety. So let's dig into that today. So today we're going to continue on the theme of anxiety. And it's the 1st of May in New Zealand when I'm recording this. So this is a day of the month where I like to actually review what I've done in the last month, how it kind of matches up with the goals I set at the beginning of the year. Do those goals need to change? You know, I used to, when I first set goals at the beginning of the year, they were always fixed. Have I reached them or not? And then over the last probably 6 months, I've gone, hey, if they change, they change. Doesn't matter. And so I've really relaxed and I don't get as anxious about them. I realize that, hey, when I set these goals the 1st of January, that was with the knowledge I had at that time. And then 4 months down the track, my knowledge has changed and what I want and what's different. So I adjust them. And that is a small tip to reduce anxiety, is don't get so fixed on your goals that they cause you pain. I just don't see the value in that personally. So I've made that a real thing this year, not to stress myself out about that stuff. But in saying that, what I have noticed, looking at my goals and looking at other things, is around this challenge of comparison. You know, I find myself doing it subconsciously. Not sure if you do it yourself, where you see someone or something and you compare what you have to it. And you do it without any logic behind it. There's no reason to do it. Let me give you an example. I have a friend, you know, he's got a family, he's got a couple of kids. He's living a really nice, well, a good life. You know, I'm sure he has his ups and downs like everybody. But from the outside, you know, he's doing really well. He's happy. He earns enough money. He's consistent, which I think is something I strive for occasionally to relax myself. But I find myself subconsciously comparing myself to him and comparing what I do, you know, what I do in my relationship and business, you know, trying to learn from what he's doing, but using comparison for that, if that makes any sense. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm not saying it's silly to learn from others. There's nothing wrong with that. But what can be very can cause anxiety is in comparing, you know, overly comparing yourself and saying, hey, I'm nowhere near as good as that person, or I've not done as well as them, or I'm stupider than that guy. What's the point? You know, and you can get into that way of thinking very, very quickly. I'm the more I'm talking to people from our group, I'm seeing it with students comparing themselves to other students who pick information up so quickly, or can find that out. Same with people working. This world of comparison around the people around you, of going, oh, I'm not as good as them, or, you know, and it usually comes from that. Very rarely we're comparing and saying, oh man, I'm so much better than them. You know, do you know what I mean? It's like sometimes that happens, but it's a lot less common. So what I've started to look at myself is, how do I start removing that? Because I think the minute you start comparing, you're not accepting yourself for who you are at your stage of the journey, wherever that is. You know, I make so many choices that I used to compare and say they are wrong, or they're bad, or they're not useful, or they're not helpful. That's what I used to do all the time. And to be honest, it gets very tiring, you know, in that way. And to be honest, the weirdest thing is half the time they were not things I wanted, you know, but I'd still compare myself. I'm like, actually, I don't want that. That's not me. That's not what I'm about, or who I care about being in the future. Yet I'd still cause myself pain and anxiety from going, I'm not good enough. I'm not living up to this norm. That's probably a good word, the norm of what we use. So for me, it's been quite a journey of self-acceptance. Like, I'm exactly where I am. I'm standing in the house I live in at the moment. You know, it's an absolute mess, to be dead honest, looking around. You know, it's not dirty, but it's just very chaotic, which is just kind of the way it always ends up being. We do clean, but only usually once a week. But you know, I used to compare myself to beautiful houses that were completely orderly and go, oh, that's isn't that nice. And now I'm like, hey, this is just the way my mind works. It's crazy, and my partner's very similar in that respect. And we accept it. We're just like, hey, that's just the type of people we are in our lives, and who we are. You know, last night we were in bed watching. I was watching football videos with my earphones in, and she was watching a reality show. I want to say The Bachelorette or something like that. Didn't completely interest me. We cuddled up under the blankets, watching away at 10 o'clock at night, doing everything they tell you not to do, which is watch videos and stuff, and before you go to bed. And who cares? You know, going back to what I said the other day, who cares? You know, the old me would have been comparing myself and going, I need to do this and do that. Instead, I just try things now. You know, I'll learn something from someone and go, I'll give it a try. Actually, that doesn't work for me. It doesn't make it good or bad or them smart or stupid. It just isn't for me. So it's kind of, if you can start to come to terms, I think, with removing comparison. You can't be compared to anyone. You can't be compared to me. You can't be compared to another dyslexic directly. You know, we've all gone on these such different paths. We've become the people we are. And it's about you going through your journey and not getting stressed out at what other people think or comparing yourself to other people. You know, because the thing is, everyone you see is not what you see on the surface. No one portrays who they truly are on the surface. You know, people talk about this word, authentic. And the picture in my head when I hear authentic is like someone really true to themselves, glowing. There was a guy from a film, and I want to say it's Almost Famous, but it isn't. He had like brown hair, and he was really relaxed. You know, he just seemed very honest. Didn't care what anyone thought. You know, that's authentic to me. You know, really laid back. And, you know, you hear this term authentic, but like, I'm still, you know, anyone who's even saying they're authentic are only authentic to a certain level. You know, they're not, you know, you don't see the whole thing that's going on behind the scenes. You don't see the broken relationships. You see the stuff on Facebook. So half the time we're comparing ourselves to an ideal that's not real. And because we're so visual, we don't always see, we can't always see behind the scenes, but we see what's on the front because that's what sticks in our mind. That's the pictures we build. So we're comparing ourselves to something that's not real and thus causing pain. And to be honest, I've done that for so long and I'm sick of it. You know, I used to do that all the time and I just don't care anymore. You know, if I make a mistake on a blog post, if I write something wrong, if I make an error, you know, so be it. You know, I'm not perfect. I'm not comparing myself to anyone else. I'm always just going to do my best and do things that make me happy. And along the way, I'm going to continuously make mistakes. I'm going to continuously, you know, screw up. But that's who I am. A fun, interesting screw up who just enjoys his life and accepts himself and, you know, tries to give back more than I take from this world. That's really my biggest value. Give more back than I take. And, you know, along the way, I'm going to compare myself whether I choose it or not. But I'm going to make a decision to, and I have made this decision, to, when I see that happening consciously, is to step back and say, who cares? So I hope that's made some sense. I know it's a bit random today, but I've, you know, this comparison thing, as I'd start to do my goals again and look at my last month, I noticed comparisons jumped back into my life. And looking at the goals, even when I wrote them, I'm comparing these to what other people wanted, not what I wanted. And it's really interesting to see that. And it's so easy to let other people influence you. And you then start comparing to say, okay, to try and justify what someone's tried to get you to do. Does that make sense? You know, the people around you. So yeah, I just wanted to share that, share those thoughts. Hope that's added some value or got you thinking about how you use comparison. Maybe there was someone at school you compared yourself with, someone at work. To be honest, who gives a fill in the blank? So have a great rest of your week, guys. We're going to do a special podcast on Friday, a brand new segment we're going to test out, which is coffee with Stephen and Vanessa. We're going to throw a couple of topics on the table and have a bit of a conversation. So let's see how that goes. I'll share it, whether it's amazing or terrible, and get your feedback. So have a fantastic rest of your week, guys. Talk soon.